Everyone in the U.S. should know by now that drinking alcohol during pregnancy can cause serious physical and mental problems in the unborn child. Most doctors have told their patients, television announcements have dramatized the dangers, and warning signs have gone up in restaurants and bars. But too many mothers-to-be are not getting the message. More than 50,000 babies are born in the U.S. each year with alcohol-related defects. In about one-fourth of these cases, the damage is severe enough to be classified as fetal alcohol syndrome, FAS. Many people still do not realize how common FAS is and how destructive it can be. According to some researchers, FAS is responsible for an estimated 20% of all U.S. cases of mental retardation. That makes FAS the country's number one threat to children's mental health. The tragedy of FAS is that it is entirely preventable. If a woman, even an alcoholic one, stops drinking before she tries to become pregnant, her fetus will not develop FAS or any alcohol-related birth defects. But pregnancies are not always planned. If a woman does not realize for several weeks that she is pregnant, she may not stop drinking in time to prevent harm to the fetus. Researchers believe the damage is probably very small in the first 2 weeks, but during the rest of the first trimester, when the fetus's organs are forming, the effects may be especially severe. If the drinking continues, additional damage can occur, since the brain develops during all 9 months and rapid body growth does not occur until the third trimester. Even after the baby is born, keeping away from alcohol may be advisable. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that when mothers have one or more drinks in a day, their children take in alcohol and breast milk, which may prevent the infant's physical development. There is, however, no treatment for FAS at present, and so the only way health officials can fight the situation is to step up educational efforts. In New Hampshire, for example, couples must read a pamphlet on FAS before they can obtain a marriage license. Beginning in November, liquor bottles will carry a warning label advising women that alcohol and pregnancy do not mix. But for women who cannot go without alcohol, the need to drink often overcomes caution and reason. Until better ways are found to identify and treat alcoholics, they will continue to inflict a severe damage on their children.